You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Cross it's a goal! Oh! It's the United's Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Oh! Jay Cottrell with a screamer! I don't believe it! An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's big league match with Brackley Town from Saturday afternoon.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly, we'll be hearing how FC United got on in their weekend encounter at home to Brackley Town from Saturday afternoon. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start with contract extension news as young attacking midfielder Kieran Glynn has signed a new contract with the club, which will see him remain at FC United until the end of the 18-19 season. We'll have more on this news during this week's show. Away from the first team, and FC United's youth team recorded their fifth league win of the season on Wednesday afternoon following a convincing 5-0 away win at Harrogate Town. With Mason Gregg, Nelson Onwusuri, Max Lewins, Harry Kershaw and Cameron Boland all putting their names on the score sheet. Next up for the youth team will be a home match this coming Wednesday at Broadhurst Park as the Reds host Guiseley. Kick-off will be at 1:30 p.m. And finally, just a reminder that there will be no fixture for the first team this coming weekend, but the Reds will return on Saturday the 23rd of December when FC United travel to Spennymoor Town. There will be an official supporters bus making the trip up to the northeast. To book your place, please email travel@fc-utd.co.uk or call the office on 0161 769 2005 during office hours. To the weekend's football now, and on Saturday afternoon, despite heavy snowfall and thanks to some sterling work from groundsman Graham Byrne and dozens of volunteers before kick-off, FC were one of only two clubs able to host football over the weekend in the National League North. A match which saw Tom Greaves' side host second place Brackley Town. To hear now if the Reds could match their brilliant win against Harrogate last week, it's over to the FC Live team now to set the scene.
Welcome everyone to Broadhurst Park. The first thing we should say is a big congratulations to all the volunteers and the ground staff, and Graham in particular, for getting this game on. There's only two matches that have survived this afternoon in the National League North, and one of them is at Stockport County, the other one is here. A sterling effort. Pitch covers went on yesterday and it was needed, wasn't it, Swamper?
It was indeed, yes. The pitch is looking absolutely superb, to be honest, and you know, it's testament to all the people, the volunteers, including players from both sets of teams this afternoon that have actually been here and helped out. So fair play. The game will be on shortly, and well, the team news is it's as simple as this. There is no team news because it's the same team.
And why wouldn't it be the same
as last week? The same bench, in fact. It's the same 16 as last week, and that's testament to the way they performed and how they, you know, worked as a unit, and I can't see anything other than the same today.
Because obviously last week Harrogate Town were second, not anymore, they're third, Brackley are now second, and Brackley are today's visitors. We should say as well, there's been a couple of murmurings on social media this week about Kieran Glynn. We can exclusively reveal...
We've had that's our second exclusive of the week,
then. This is exclusive, dear listener, exclusively reveal that Kieran Glynn has signed to the club until May 2019.
So he fits in with the rest of the squad, doesn't he? That
exactly.
Have all re-signed contracts.
It is the same team as last week. So it's Lloyd Allenson, Joel Senior, Tom Walker, Jordan Fagbola, Matt Hughes, Zach Corbett, Kieran Glynn, Scott Kay, Tom Greaves, Steve Irwin and Craig Linfield. Substitutes Sam Baird, Mike Jones, Connor McArthur, Joel Logan and Tyrrell Palmer. And teams will be coming out shortly. So it has been rather Baltic over the last 48 hours or so. Snow, blizzards, all kinds of stuff, and as I said, two games on in not just Greater Manchester, but in the world, it appears. FC United and Stockport County are the only games which have survived this afternoon. So, Swamper, today, last week we played Craig Linfield up front with Tom Greaves, and it worked out quite well.
Well, it did. He was man of the match. I know, Greavesy got all the plaudits for the two goals, and quite rightly so. But Linfield, if he puts a shift in like he did in the second half, as all the FC players did, then it's going to be a tough encounter for Brackley. We were talking off-air earlier on, and I think actually on it'll be off earlier as well, saying that FC, if they come out of the blocks early here against a team of a lot of travelling, 3 hours to get up here, probably longer today with the weather, and then a lot of waiting around because obviously the pitch being sorted
well.
Out, they all got shovels out and drew things
ladies
on the pitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome today's
and,
team.
Well, that's a very loud, very, very loud hello.
Well, we'll hand over now to the commentary team. It's FC United against Brackley Town. FC Live brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and the Armchair Armour, and here's Swamper and James Quinn.
For me, the referee got that wrong, but there's a free kick to the visitors.
Yeah, it's just a few yards inside FC territory, this one, and the snow tumbling down here. Don't think there's any danger to the fixture as the ball comes floating in there. Up goes Gudger, heads it across a couple of times. He's done the chance for Brackley, and it's gone in as Lloyd Allinson couldn't stop that shot there. Gudger, he's done that before, he's created danger. He nods it across, the ball fell there for a Brackley player. And I'll just identify him for you in a moment. But Brackley go 1-0 ahead, and that's disappointing defending there, that perhaps FC a bit slow to react there, Swampy.
Yeah, well, as I say, Gudgie was the man that we said, you know, they were aiming for. The ball was came in. Again, unfortunately, from a free kick that I thought really FC should have had prior to that. But the referee saw otherwise, and FC have defended well. But unfortunately, then at the back post, it was a decent shot, and they're about to make a substitution, the visitors. But yeah. It's 1-0 to Brackley with, 13 minutes of this second half gone.
Yes, Arnson, the man who looked dangerous, he found the net. But I noticed at the previous corner, Gudger was matched with Kieran Glynn, and Gudger's a really tall fellow. And
Glynn's good in the air, in fairness. He's got good spring to him, but Gudger that time was left unmarked. No, and he got a header across, and as you say, they've punished us. A break in play. 12 games, not been a draw here. From FC. However, I'll take a draw now. Well, the free kick is taken anyway, and FC have to defend this ball. It's deep in their own half, and the ball bounces. And FC's goalkeeper, for me, Allison, should have come out for that. But it's on this right hand side now with Hughes. Six red shirts in their own half, and they need to get this ball into the opposition half a bit quicker. A ball play from right to left, and he's back on Gudger now. And pantomime season started early. It's a lovely ball down the left hand side. Can Logan get on the end of it? Yes, he can. Logan being pulled down, but he plays it. He has a goal, but a handball. Penalty, FC United of Manchester.
And quite rightly, because Logan was being pulled, wasn't he? Is he?
Before that, he had been pulled, and then he managed to get the ball past the player. He slipped it past him, and there was a player down on the deck, and he's handled it. And FC United of Manchester with an opportunity here. And it's Steve Irwin, the man to take it. No Gilchrist here to take the ball off him. And FC United in the SMRE, Steve Irwin to make it one apiece. 39 minutes on the clock. Irwin right-footed against Danny Lewis. What can Irwin do? The referee sets everybody, making sure they're outside the penalty area. Irwin to make it one apiece. He steps up. Oh, and he drills it into the back of the net. Goalkeeper, not a chance. A good penalty. And Logan down the left-hand side. Well, some relief for FC United of Manchester. He put the ball in. There was a handball there. And Irwin steps up and makes it one apiece here. 40 minutes on the clock. 5 minutes to go. Can FC United go on and win this game? Or are we going to consolidate? But a great penalty, James.
That's an emphatic penalty. The keeper went the right way. It was just too high for him, but there was so much power on it. He would have needed a sort of a lead hand to get in the way of that one.
We are basically at the end of this game. Currently one apiece here at Broadhurst Park, and I would suggest perhaps it's a fair result. Neither team, as the referee signals, that is indeed 90 minutes. And listen, we played a game last week, Harrogate second, 3 points. Today here against Broadhurst Park, against the team in third place,
second.
And we've got a point.
Well, they're second.
No, they're second now, so that's right. And we've got a point. 4 points in the two games. Fair play. Good work from FC this afternoon. They've got themselves back into it, and it's been hard fought, and really FC United and Manchester can feel pleased with the vast majority of work that they've done this afternoon, James. And again, they can got a week off, no game next week for FC United, being the 16th, so it's the FA Trophy. So they've got a lot of work to do on the training ground, and there's a lot of quality been shown this afternoon.
Yeah, Logan looked very impressive. You wouldn't expect him to be match fit, but he really hit the ground running. It was a curious substitution from our point of view, take off Tom Walker, but Logan did fill that breach very well. It'd be interesting to see the pair of them operating together on the left, because that could be a lethal combination. Conor McCarthy put in a shift when he came on, and also your man Tyrell Palmer as well. Quite a good embarrassment of riches for Tom Greaves. And 4 points, beginning of the month, 4 points against these two teams, Harrogate and Brackley. Then I'm sure Tom Greaves would have bitten your hand off.
I think you're right. It's been a performance, a work-like performance from FC United and Manchester. Some good quality play as well in that first half. I thought FC United played a little diamond formations, banging the ball in, pass and go, maybe a little bit narrow on occasions, but then the ball going out wide. And the only thing really from an FC perspective this afternoon, you would have hoped that they may have created a few more chances in front of goal and made Danny Lewis earn his coin this afternoon in the Brackley goal. But there's been a lot of positives this afternoon. I think you're right. I think there's no reason why we shouldn't question the substitutions. I thought perhaps leaving the likes of Walker on and Logan going to a more of attacking role. I mean, Logan did create the equaliser for FC United with a good strong run down the left hand side. He was pulled back, but he just carried on going. He put the ball into the penalty area, and there's a handball in there, and Irwin stepped up and hit an absolute thunderbolt, and that put it at 1-1. But you know, Kieran Glynn, good game this afternoon. Again, you know, you might question whether or not perhaps he could have stayed on the pitch, but again, these guys down there, they're young, they're learning the craft as managers and as assistant managers, and they've made the decisions, and the decisions have not cost FC United this afternoon. Is there's a camera crew down there, I think it's the Portuguese camera crew, are being pelted with snowballs, in fact, the FC players as well. That's what happens. You see, you get a good one-all draw here at home, and your own supporters start throwing snowballs at you.
Well, there's only one, about once every 5 years, you get to throw snowballs in Manchester, don't you?
So that's, I think, a very good point.
What you saw was, you've seen the team competing coherently with one of the best teams in the league, a team with money, a team that's started the day second in the table, will obviously remain there. And they look like a team. They look like they've been given jobs to do. Obviously, and the weakness, really, as we discussed, was just a bit of cutting edge at the end, the final ball, the final decision, really. And maybe that would come with FC Kanga, no disrespect to the forces that FC already got, but maybe a young loanee.
I think that's what they're looking for, aren't they? The one thing we know this afternoon is there's no way Tom Greaves is going to be out there for 25 minutes, is he? Celebrating and shaking everyone's hand. He's still out there. He's the last player in again. But I think we have to have a consensus of man of the match this afternoon. And
well, I'll start with a short list, and all the back three for me. And I don't remember, and I might be being maybe the goal. Maybe defenders were slow to react, but in terms of doing the job, all the defenders, particularly efficient, I thought. Zach Corbett, also slight threat going forward, but all of those three, Kieran Glynn I would put on the shortlist, and I would put Tom Walker on the shortlist, just to be going on with.
Right, so out of half the team,
we've got
to select a man of the match. I think from what the first half performance, I thought Hughes was very impressive this afternoon. I thought he read the game well. I have been critical to a degree of his passing in the last few three or four games and his decision making, but today he says his passing was good, his decision making was good, he was resolute in everything he did. And as I say, part of that back three, I thought he was excellent. And out of the three, I think today I'd probably just edge maybe with him, Hughesy. I think he had a good afternoon.
I'll go with
that. We'll go out with Hughes,
yeah,
then?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
What I'm going to do now is, because I've got to do this logistics stuff.
You do the logistics stuff. When he says that, ladies, I mean, he gets to go downstairs and ask a question. Will Hughesy come up and talk to us?
Yeah, he gets some hot food
and
a drink.
What I'm going to do is, I'm going to keep this headset here. Anyone who walks past,
Anyone?
Grab them. Well, anyone of note, celebrities, whatever.
Celebrities or whatever. Right, okay, fine.
This one here, yeah?
Oh, that's so right. Shallow, Ben.
It is, it's
celebrities.
I mean, we've got to carry on. We could get maybe the CEO to come and have a chat to us live on air.
Oh, he's refusing.
He's refusing, is he?
He's playing.
He's refusing the will of the people. Well, Damien with us, FC United CEO. Damien, a result this afternoon that I think a month ago, or maybe... Yeah, about a month ago, you look at the paper thinking about December and thinking, goodness gracious, we could be really in the relegation zone by then. But it's amazing what a month can do in the change in attitude of the players, the change in quality. And what are your overall thoughts on that game this afternoon?
Well, is that the first time we took a point off Black Brackley?
It is indeed, yes.
So there's your starting point. You know, when you looked at the fixtures, and, you know, like I said last week with the lads and we were talking about Harrogate, they're our kind of team. The Brackleys are not our kind of team, and to kind of match them today, because they're well organised, they're a good, solid, strong team, aren't they, Brackley? And I thought we played really well. I thought it was a good game, considering the, you know, the conditions and that.
It was. When you say our kind of team, what differs the two teams in your view?
Well, Harrogate come out and play a bit more, and I think they play 4-4-2, whereas Brackley didn't. They're a bit more reserved, Brackley, but they're solid. What they do is the fullbacks are really strong, Brackley's. You're probably in commentary today seeing, you know, they're impressive, aren't they?
They are indeed, and with Miles especially, I mean,
yeah,
really rate him as a player, and we nullified that, which is excellent.
That's what the analysis of the lads were looking at. They said, you know, that's where, when they were looking at their goals, they come from the fullback areas, so they tried to nullify that, and I think they did well. Yeah, pleasing result. You know, when you looked at it, someone said to me at the start, well, if we get 4 points in December, we'll be happy. Well, we've got 4 points.
Exactly,
after two
that's
games,
right, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Slightly sort of off the field, is in terms of excellent news, these various signing, you know, the young players who've signed, and how tricky has that been to get those over the line?
Right, I'll be careful what I say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, obviously.
Well, when you're dealing with agents,
my ignorance. All these young players have all got agents.
Well, one or two of them have. But Kieran went off to Crewe for a trial last week.
Yeah.
This week, just gone. And they had a look at him. He's not quite ready for league football. Crewe are not looking for projects, need someone who's going straight to their first team, and Kieran's just not quite there. And I spoke with Gary at Crewe on Friday, and was talking to Kieran, and Kieran obviously wanted to just go and have a sample league football from a training aspect and that. And he come back and he said, you know, I love it at FC. He texted me last night and said, Damien, get my contract out tomorrow. What, sign me a contract extension?
So he did
that this morning.
And it's good. And it's good that you know the players are being allowed to dip the toe in at a league club to see if it's for them, or indeed see if they've got the capabilities. And you know, that's testament to the way we work here at the club,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly. Why would we step in a lad's way to go on to play league football? That's exactly what.
Watch your back.
Other supporters, other young players looking at FC United coming into our academy or coming on trial with us or whatever, they'll be given a chance and they've got the opportunity and a great platform to go on into league football. So,
and that pathway now actually is a real pathway, isn't it?
I mean
it's been a so-called pathway, but unfortunately it's been more of a cul-de-sac, and there's been, you know, roadworks and temporaries, plenty of temporaries, yeah. Past Matt Vitis, up past the
Birdall Lane.
Well, I can only speak for the future, really, and that's what, you know, and we've got a plan in place. We're developing it. We're having a football meeting next week where it's away from training. And Chaddy's going to come in, and obviously, you know, he's come in and got ideas, and, you know, because there's no one person in the way. Obviously, Tommy heads it up, but it's a collective group, and people are, you know, putting their ideas on the table and what they want to see going forward. And it's just refreshing. It's great, you know. That's all the talk is during the week is about football, 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 which is what it should be with a bloody football club. So.
In terms of what you can say, the mechanics of the signings, is it you're in contact? Is it you in making these decisions with the board, or are the board making the decisions and asking you to do them?
No, we've got a budget that we've struggled to even get anywhere near. So in the early part of the season, but the thing is, we're building a contingency in January. So if we don't spend that, we should be able to pull it back somewhat. But no, it's to do with timing, and you know, we're looking at our young players and they've all done well. So that time of year, we look at it and say, well, let's try and get them signed up for next year. So we don't have the, you know, by the end of September, we'd use 28 players. So we've not got the merry-go-round next season. Hopefully, we'll have a kind of a basis of a team that's contracted, that Greavesy can go off on holiday, come back, and he's got a team to work with straight away in pre-season. And obviously, the lads, the younger lads, are not on big contracts. So, you know, it's a bit financially, it's a bit easier as well. So we basically, what we do is we invite them in, we do it properly. They either come with an agent if they've got one, which not many have, or they come with a family member, and then we sit down with them and say, listen, you've done really well. We're always looking, planning ahead for next season. It's that time of year. We want to offer you new terms for you to extend till the end of 2019. And I'm pleased to say that it's been positive. You know, we lied with everybody, really. There's a couple of more that we're just going to probably tie off next week. And then some of the more senior players in the team, we'll have a look at them in January as well. Because I think the squad's not a million miles away. I think we just need a left-sided is what we're looking at. We've got some in the pipeline with Fleetwood Town next week, and obviously we can maybe look at a striker or two. And the strikers, not only what we're looking at Fleetwood, they're also, if they come and do well with us, they'll probably stay with us.
Right, okay.
It's not just kind of putting a sticking plaster over it for 28 days.
It is the most difficult position to fill, really, to have someone that can come in straight away. I mean, I've had lots of talks with Tom in the last 2 or 3 weeks, and you know, gave him a lot of names. He knows some of the players and doesn't know some of the players, as of you and a lot of other people. And it is so difficult to try and get that, well, that striker to come and score you 30 goals.
Yeah, well, we've been looking at him. We looked at a few lads in the lower league and put 7-day notice on a couple. And then we went and had them watched. The lads didn't fancy him. So they're not panicking, which is good to see. You know, they're going scouting them. They're having a look at them. And, there's one kid that we're looking at. I won't go into who he was. But when we looked at his stats, it was... His goals were free kicks and penalties, you know, and we don't want that. We've got that in the team. We want someone who's going to play off the shoulder and
a free scoring. You need a free scoring player, don't you? Yeah. And also age is going to be relevant because it's a very young squad we've got here. So we've got to get the right blend of kind of person.
Exactly.
We
was looking at a bit more mature, but what kind of will develop. We're not kind of pigeonholing, you know, exactly what we want. It's positionally and how they play is what we want. Age. Is a number, you know. We'll have a look at it, and we won't be about the age that'll be dictating the decision, really. So it's been pleasing, you know, and it's pleasing that it's not just about, you know, no one's going to be made a millionaire at FC United, and we say that to them, you know. It's about the lads being happy, and you know, they want to play for Tommy, they want to play. The training's just transformed, and the buzzing, and the place is buzzing on a Tuesday and Thursday night, and they've got smiles on their faces. They'll sign contracts when they're happy.
If they're not happy, they're not going to sign a contract, are they? They're happy, and as you say,
and that's credit to Tommy, Tom and Jack, and Luke, and Chappie, and the wider team, you know.
Just a quick one before you go. Obviously, bringing back Dave Chadwick.
Yeah.
You know, he has a very good couple of seasons at Chorley with the U23s. Won the league last season. Bringing him back is got to be a massive, massive boost. For both us as a club and himself.
Exactly. Well, for him, he was basically what. It was an easy conversation because he was falling over himself to come and get involved, and it's great to have him on board. And yeah, he's done an impressive job at Charlie, and it's just his contacts, and also his contacts within the counties and the Unibond, which is the level he played at.
That's right.
And you know, because the Boston United thing is good, but it's not going to be for all our players, because some of them, after a few games in there, will need to be tested a bit more. So it's about getting them out, you know, the academy lads out on loan at that level, Unibond and counties, and also keeping an eye on any little stars that are in them levels that we maybe have a look at. So that's what Chaddy's going to come in and do, oversee the training of the Mosley United, and that look at some scouting for us, and do a little bits and pieces, and maybe some defensive work with the first team as well. So you know, it's like I said, we've put player development, but it's a broad stroke, and everyone's kind of, you know, working together. Chaddy might say, well, I watched the game on Saturday and this happened and this happened, you maybe need to work on this. So it's great, and you know, obviously he's a leader, he's played centre half, superb centre half, so he'll know what he's talking about, and It's another string to Tommy's bow, so to speak.
Of course, yeah, and I know he also said in the interview he did exclusively on FC Radio earlier this week that you know, we can possibly see a few more old familiar faces from FC United's past coming to the club and working within the club. And I know last week Leon Mike was here, for example. You know, he's here watching the game, and that's the kind of thing. You know, we're getting it back, aren't we?
Exactly.
And then we can bring these kind of quality people into the club and work within the club. Yeah. It only bodes well going forward.
Of course it does. Of course it does. I said it the other week. I don't understand why we never kind of set that structure in the first place. But that's what, in the past is the past.
Yeah, yeah.
Going forward, that's what we're going to do. Because like I said, you know, I hope Tommy goes on and has the same managerial career as Margie. And has, you know, 14 years and we do have fantastically well under him. But when I was thinking about it, it was more, you know, the club could have potentially gone through three managers in 3 years. But what I wanted to do was make sure that the structure of the club underneath stays solid and FC and you know, people who understand the club, because that's how you be successful. So that's what we've started off doing. It's early days, but we'll see how things develop. I'm really, really pleased.
FC Live and club CEO Damian Chadwick there from Saturday afternoon. Also after the match, Swampy and James were joined by FC United player manager Tom Greaves.
Half-court game, 1-1. Got to be happy with the performance and the point.
Yeah, mixed emotions really. Very, very happy with the performance. But it shows how far we've come in a short space of time to be disappointed with the point. In the bigger picture, yeah, it's a very good point for us. We thought we should have won the game.
Well, good possession in the game, good quality. I suppose the only thing you would say, as a manager, you want to win every game.
Yep.
Not enough clear-cut chances to go and probably win the game this afternoon. We thought possibly it was a fair result. Two teams, very evenly matched, considering where they are in division and the financial difference between the two football clubs. And it was a good competitive game. And let's just go back to the first half. And there was a different tack this afternoon, it seemed to me. We play with a 3-5-2, but there's a lot of work being done through the middle of the park. Yep. A lot of little triangles and little diamonds. Is that something you've been working on in training the last week? Because it looked very comfortable on the ball, but we were a lot narrower than we normally were than, you know, spraying the ball out. Was there a reason why we went that way?
They just matched us up for the 3-5-2, so we knew it was going to be basically man for man. But yeah, it's something we have been working on in training. We're just doing little drills of moving the ball fast and getting the ball forward as quick as we can. If it's not on, we can start again. And we've got the players that are very, very comfortable on the ball. And like you've seen today, they're very happy to just keep it and wait for the openings. And we've done that. But like you said, we didn't create enough clear-cut chances. There was times when we were in the final third that maybe we've chose the wrong pass, or it just wasn't inch perfect. And not to be, I may have been a bit harsh saying that we should have won the game, but obviously we're in a different state of mind now, and we're looking to win every single game.
We were surprised by the substitution. We were surprised that Tom Walker was we thought he was very effective. Was it just a like for like from your point of view, bringing Joel Logan on?
Yeah, I thought Tommy Walker was fantastic again. At the minute, I'm leaving the lads to do that. So I looked at him, maybe thought, maybe, but I've got to trust them. Tommy was getting a little bit tired, and Joel was going to inject that little bit more pace and power in there, and he did that. And obviously, we've got the penalty from it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
In the end, it was the right decision.
Yeah, I mean, we did in commentary, as you say, we were taking it back a little bit, and we thought that perhaps Walker could stay on, and he's bringing Logan on, which is a great option. He can play a bit further up and create more mayhem. And it was a like for like. I mean, and again, seeing Walker's attitude when he was about to be substituted, I think that's great. I mean, he was disappointed beyond belief, really. It took you have to go over and have a little bit of a word with him.
Yep.
But that's what you want from a player who thinks, hold on a second, I want to be out there for 90 minutes.
Yep.
But again, that's what you've instilled in him, and they all want to play for 90 minutes out there. And he had a save. He had a very, in fact, he won the sponsor's man of the match
five minutes
after he went off.
Yeah.
But the other substitution, you were going off. What, was that a complete mistake?
I think they just put the wrong number.
I see. That's all, you should just give him a glare.
I think you put the wrong number on there, lads.
It was one of those.
Just giving a little glare. His reaction says it all. He's enjoying playing football and he wants to play football. If you're not disappointed coming off, and if you're not disappointed when you don't start the games, you're in the wrong game. So I'm happy to see that.
Well, we've been talking to Damien. He came on earlier on saying that, you know, a number of players now Glynn, Kieran Glynn, who again was magnificent until he came off this afternoon. Put pen to paper. Also, you've got these lads at Fleetwood that you're going to be looking at coming in, and hopefully they can maybe gel. And also, you're out there looking at other players as well. A lot of supporters will be a bit on the message board saying, you know, is there a centre forward out there? Are we going to be able to get one? You know how difficult it is to get a top goal scorer who can come into a club with finances that are quite finite. How difficult has it actually been so far to try and pinpoint the kind of person you want?
Yeah, it is difficult. Yeah, you look at the league goal scoring charts in this league, the league below, even the league below that, and you want somebody who's going to come in and hit the ground running, somebody who's on form, who's hitting the back of the net and confident in front of goal. But if they've got 10 or 15 goals already this season, they get tied down straight away. So it's difficult, and they want a fee for the players. And at the minute, we're not in a position to be able to do that. So, yeah, it is difficult. But we are confident in the lads that we've already got. Linney going up there, he's been superb. He comes in a little bit shorter. It gives me an opportunity to play on the shoulder. If you've got players like Conor McCarthy come off the bench, and like you say, Joel can play a little bit further on, Tommy Walker can play a little bit further on, even Kieran Glynn could play that number 10 role. So I'm not too worried at the minute if we don't. But yeah, we are actively looking for somebody. Yeah,
is Joel a Yorkshire way of saying Joel, or is it the festive way of saying his name, or is he actually called Joel?
He's actually called Joel. Yeah,
there,
well,
we go.
There we go. That's where we've been getting that wrong.
We have. Yeah, we've been calling him Joel. Hello, it's Joel Logan. It's Joel.
We'll be looking over our shoulders.
I think we have to. Yeah. So has Ben got anyone in for us though? has he got anyone in for us? I'm not quite sure. He might do.
Fleetwood have got some good young commentators. Apparently,
he's not quite sure what's going on there, Ben. But listen, yeah, I mean. Good results, hard work, determination, grit and quality can get you so far in a game. And today I think we showed that. What, with no game next week, which is probably the last thing you really want as a manager, because, you know, we're on a upward spiral. What are you going to do? Are you going to try and fit a game in maybe on the Saturday here behind closed door to keep the players up and running, or are you going to give them a weekend off?
We're looking to get a game behind closed doors on Tuesday against Fleetwood, just dependent on the weather, and then train on Thursday. We're undecided yet about Saturday. I think you saw quite a few heavy tired legs towards the end of the game there, so it might work in our favour that we just get that little rest. We have got a small squad at the minute. We've only got 16-17 available for us, so a rest probably won't do us any harm really.
Spennymoor's a big game coming up on the 23rd, weather permitted. Obviously, they've been to Stockport County today. They were 1-0 up. I think it was one apiece. I don't know what the final score was. But again, good quality team, a lot of pace about them. And it's going to be a real stern test to go up there and get a result, isn't it?
Yep, they're all going to be stern tests, though. There's literally, you look at the league and there's no easy games. So we'll just approach it exactly how we've approached the last two or three games, and we'll give them a game.
Well, as always, it's great talking to you.
FC United player manager Tom Greaves there following his side's 1-1 draw with second place Brackley Town on Saturday afternoon. Also after the match, Swampy and James caught up with FC Live's man of the match, Matty Hughes.
Been a tough old season, obviously coming in this season having a back three, a back four, a back five, playing with different players week in, week out. But what has been the change really? I mean, is it down to the fact that there's been such an arrangement of centre-halves playing and now there's a little bit more of a cohesion there?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I think we've worked hard in training on shape, and it's sort of coming right now. We've gone with what we think is the best formation as a three. It lets us, the three lads in the middle of the park get on the ball. We've got lads in Joel and Tom Walker, whoever it might be, playing there, Danny Wisdom, whoever it might be. Who are good going forward, and it gives us three. We just defend. We can play and we can defend, and we can let them guys get on the ball and go and enjoy themselves. And I think it's starting to come now where we're seeing the benefits of sort of that shape and that work in training, and it's showing. You've just played two teams who think that they should get promoted out of this league and taken 4 points. So I think in the run up to them games, you just snap your hand off. But I think we're coming off there, and the changing rooms and lads are disappointed because you look at the first half performance, you think we could have maybe gone and got more goals.
Are you feeling more confident in yourself as a player? Because one of my observations had been that for the quite a number of games is that you would go to meet a ball and your first instinct was to clear your lines, and today was very different. You seemed a lot more composed on the ball. You felt, are you just more comfortable, or is the way you've been playing with that three?
I've played in the non-league for years and years now. It's not a case of that. It's one of them. We've got a shape now that clearly works for us. earlier on in the season, yeah, we had a little bit of pressure and maybe it showed throughout the team.
Is it a nervousness then in the early parts of the season, perhaps? I mean, as a team, not as an individual, as a team,
maybe, yeah. We needed to build confidence. But I don't think anyone, as an individual, as players, I don't think anyone felt nervous. Margie and then Greaves are coming in now, always instilled, and it was, there was always in our collective, in our bubble, sort of in the changing room, there was always confidence and always we know what we can do in that, and that's been built on and built on and built on. I've said loads of times, we've got too good a team there to be in the false position that we were a couple of weeks ago, and it showed them now with the results that we've got recently.
Do you prefer to play in a three or a two?
I've always sort of said from years by playing in a three that I've not particularly enjoyed it, but the sort of the shape that we've got, and it depends on players as well. We've got players who are going forward, and we've got three defenders who have been playing, and don't be wrong with the other players who've come in, that we've got three defenders who want to go and defend, and that's what, and it lets the other lads, Joel, and you saw when Joel came on, he's different gear when he gets going, it lets them lads going forward go and express themselves. So it's
as a player, as you say, you've played in the non-league game for quite a number of years, so yeah. You've seen the game probably change a little bit. I mean, one thing that we know from you, you like a challenge.
Yeah.
We saw that absolute crunching challenge in the first 5 minutes, and that was pretty your game. The game's changed so much, even though you as a player, so you're having to develop all the time, I take it. I mean, how do you find that, having to change, not being able to put those challenges in as you once were?
Yeah, it happens. That's football. But that's what I've sort of made a name for and how I've played in my time in non-league. I like to be physical. I like the physical part of the game. I like to head. I like to kick it. I said in there, we get a bit of stick with the lads. I said from the start, as soon as I came in, no one ever scored from the stand. So it don't matter who you are. It's out the stand, no one's ever scoring from there.
You know, we've only got three balls left. You know that, don't you? That's out of your wages this week.
So that's sort of always the way I play my game. And I think that's got me success. If I start trying to be something that I'm not, then I'm not going to play and continue playing at the level I'm at. So, yeah.
Good. So, I mean, the distribution seems to be working, you know, rather than clearing the ball, the distribution to the midfield seems to be working better,
I think,
as well.
And again, I think early in the season, it might not have worked for us in early in the season, but I've always been, again, from being young, knowing what I'm good at, and sort of said, right, pass the players who are going to go, and you look at Scott Kay and Kieran Glynn and that, and pass the ball to players who are going to go and win you the game. You know, I mean, if we can defend, and yeah, we probably had critics in terms of not keeping clean sheets and that, and I felt for Lloyd at times because Lloyd's kept us in games and not deserved a clean sheet, we've not had it, so I think it's nice to get a little bit of momentum now. Yeah, we can see today in a sloppy one, but it shows where we sort of, how far we've come really, that we're not sort of, we could have a couple of weeks ago gone and beat there 2-3-0, and it shows where we're sort of at as a team now.
And you're enjoying your time here at FC, you know?
Oh, I love it. It's the best, probably the best experience I've had in terms of football wise, in terms of the fans. It's brilliant playing week in, week out. To playing here at home, it's the buzz you get, it's top draw. You're not like anything else I've experienced in the non-league, and long may it continue. Hopefully we can keep winning and putting smiles on fans' faces and that, and keep enjoying it.
FC Live's man of the match from Saturday afternoon, Matty Hughes. Well, there was only one other match that survived the weather over the weekend, and that was Stockport County against Spennymoor Town, a thrilling match which saw County take all the points following a 3-2 victory at Edgeley Park. So with that point for FC United, the Reds have now moved up a place and now sit 14th in the league table, 4 points away from the relegation zone and 7 points from the playoffs. And on that happy note, that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 12:30 on www.fcumradio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.